Welcome to this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through their industry insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Stephen Gregg. He is a lead conversion expert, mentor for the masses, 34 years of experience in networking, sales, and marketing. He's passionate about helping coaches, small business owners, network marketers, and salespeople grow their business with online networking and sales conversion skills as a networking conversion expert at Brilliant Designs Agency. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thank you very much, AJ.
You're welcome to the show, Stephen. You are welcome to India in this online form. And I'm sure a lot of people across the world will benefit from what we are going to talk about. We will talk about network marketing and lead conversion. But my first question is, Stephen, why are you known as the mentor for the masses? Let's start with that, understanding that.
Sure, absolutely. I've been in direct sales 36 years. And when I first started out, I started out in a really bad way. I wasn't successful. I didn't know what I was doing. And I finally got together with a mentor after 12 years. And after 12 years, I got with a gentleman who did $5 billion in business and TV infomercials. So he taught me the right skills at a very high level of how to mentor people, how to coach people, how to train people, and most importantly, how to do networking to generate business. So after that, I did really well, went into multiple companies and started training people how to do it. And I felt a passion for training people and helping people grow. But then after that, also from another side, after I started being very successful in business, I started training thousands upon thousands of people how to effectively network. And I would see very fast results. People would learn the skill set, go apply it, get results. The reason why I became the mentor for the masses is because not only in business do I lead people, but you mentioned India earlier, that I actually run one of the largest ministries in India as well. So I teach the Bible to pastors all over the world in India, Africa, and over 100 countries all over the world. So I'm the mentor for the master in business, and I'm the mentor for the master in the spiritual realm as well. So that's the reason why I put the brand out there called the Mentor for the Masses, because I lead people in multiple different facets.
Right, right. Stephen, thank you for that. Now let's come to the lead conversion part of it. And you talk about, network marketing, online network marketing. At one point you talk about it doesn't generate sales for most people. Then what is the right way? But it can, if it can be done right way. What is the right way and the wrong way? Because networking is networking. I want to understand your point of view on this so that people can learn to do it the right way.
Sure, absolutely. Well, in networking, we're not talking about necessarily multi-level marketing, like being in a network marketing company. I'm talking about networking to generate business. Now, when you're doing networking, there's a couple of different ways to do it. One of them, you can go and generate business, which is one of the things I do. I teach people how to go out to cold market, meet people the first time, and then convert those people into sales or to new clients within 24 hours. The reason why I train that is because nowadays, a lot of people are going out and they're learning how to network to build relationships. So in other words, their goal is to go build relationships, and then hopefully down the road, they might get referrals. Or they build referral partners, and then hopefully down the road, get referrals. But if you think about it, how do you run a successful business waiting for referrals? You can't do that. You have to have the intent to go and generate business. So because I've been in business 36 years, I had to figure out how to go and network where I could generate business immediately. So what I do is I teach people what to say and how to say it to go into a networking event online. Say the right words. Attract your ideal clients to get them to say, wow, Stephen, that makes sense. I would like to learn more about what you do. And then I would lead them to a meeting with me where I do a free one-hour strategy session, and I give them some very specific tips and some things they can do to be successful in their business, whatever their business is. And then once I do that presentation, it's so effective. At the end, they say, Stephen, I would like to work with you. And then if I accept them as a client, then they become one of my clients. We start doing business. But here's the key. Then I get referrals from them. See, I get referrals but I don't get referrals from cold people I meet. I do sometimes, but I don't depend on that. See, I generate my business, and then I get referrals from people that I do business with because I've serviced them, I've helped them. They like me, they know what I do, so they can talk educated about me versus going to a networking event, building some relationships, and then hopefully, maybe possibly down the road, you might get a referral. So that's the difference between me and all of these other trainers and all these other people that teach networking. Most people teach go build relationships so you can get referrals, which is good. I do teach that, but I don't want you dependent on that. I want you dependent on a skill set so you can go eat today. Because that's the one thing I learned years ago with having two kids. My kids like to eat every day. So I can't wait around to get a referral before I can start feeding my kids. So I teach that to people. And that's the difference between me and anyone else that teaches networking.
Right, right. So if I understand, Stephen, the first sales with anyone is very important. And then that becomes the base for future transactions.
That's exactly right. So like I have clients right now that I've been with for 5-10 years. They give me referrals all the time. One of my friends, Nigel, he's in a company, a medical device company, and we've been best of friends for 15 years now because I trained him 10 years ago. And then the other day, he invited me to come to his company in California. They paid for me to come to California. I trained all 14 of their people. They paid for my vacation. They paid for my time, gave me money to spend, and gave me, that was a referral. And then I get referrals from them all the time because I've serviced them. I've taken care of my clients. And that happens all the time. But I don't have to depend on that. It's kind of like a bonus for me. Referrals are bonuses. They're not necessary for success.
Right, right, Stephen. So, but this is the biggest challenge, to get that first sale. Everyone wants to have that quick sale. That is where the lot of talk happens, that you build a relationship, build trust with your potential customer, and then it will lead to a sale. Do not be salesy. People do not buy from people who are making the sale. They buy because they trust you, and then they like the product and all that. How do you calibrate these two versions in today's time? Because the world is certainly depending on trust. So how do I create whatever little trust so that they can give their money to get my product and service, as you say, within 24 hours. Help us. This is a very tricky part,
but
this is where the money lies. Help us. Help our audience with that part.
Yes, yes. Everything you said is exactly right. That is the fine line. So here's where it works. Here's the dilemma with most people. When people go networking, the challenge is how competent they are at what they do. So a lot of people, when they go networking, they're either new in their business or they're just getting started or they're trying to sell their product. When I go networking, I don't go to sell anything. This is what I go to do. I go to find my ideal client who has a problem that I solve. So when I go networking, I'm not going to sell anything. I don't sell anything. I don't sell coaching. I don't sell my services. I don't sell anything. I go to give stuff away. So I go find my ideal client who has a problem that I serve. I say the right words that they need to hear to say to me, Stephen, wow, that's what you do? Yes, I like to find out more about how you do what you do. And then I invite them to something free. I invite them to a free 1-hour strategy session where I give them very specific tips on what to do to build their business without selling anything. So now I'm building rapport. So I do build rapport. And so let's give an example. Let's say the networking event takes 3 minutes or 5 minutes. They give me 5 minutes to talk. I'll let them talk for 2 or 3 minutes, find out what they do. I'll say what I do in a very specific manner. I don't use things like elevator pitches. You ever heard of elevator pitches? I don't use those things. I don't use 30-second commercials because they're very ineffective. I have a technique called an audio business card that's one of the most effective techniques out there. And so I would teach that, or I would say that to the customer. When I say that, I say the right words, they say to me, Stephen, wow, that's what you do? Yeah, I want to find out more about your services. So then once they say that, now they trust me. I've built rapport. They know I'm competent because I said words that worked. And then they say, yes, I want to meet with you. Then they say, okay, I have a system to fill my calendar. So when I go networking, I get 2, 5, 10 appointments in my calendar each time I go networking. So by the end of the week, I have 15 appointments in my calendar of people that have my product. I'm sorry, that have a problem that my product or services solve. They want to meet with me, and they book the meeting in my calendar on their own. I didn't force them to do anything. So now they come to a meeting with me. I spend an hour with them. Guess what I'm doing? Building rapport, building a relationship, showing them my skill set, demonstrating what I could do for them. And then guess what they say? Wow, yes, I believe you can solve my problem. And they pay me immediately. And that's what I used to do in the real estate business years ago. And the product was a $20,000 product. So I would go meet people cold, do this exact same process. People would cut me a check for $20,000 in 24 hours. And then down the road, when I started doing one-on-one coaching, it used to be $10,000. It's a lot less now for what I do, but that's the process. So instead of just going networking to build relationships, you know what I do? I go show them that I'm competent. See, people think that people do business with people they like, know, and trust. Wrong. People do business with competent people. That's who they do business with. Who are you gonna take your car to get your brakes fixed? Your friend who you like, know, and trust? Or the competent mechanic that knows how to fix your brakes? You're gonna go to the competent mechanic that knows how to fix your brake, not your friend who just started fixing brakes and he's your friend. You understand? So a lot of people that go networking, they're brand new in the space. They may not know how to even articulate what they do. So think about, you're at a networking event. Some guy's in financial services. You ask him what he does. He says, well, I'm a financial advisor. Well, how long have you been doing it? 6 months. Okay, so now you're going to turn over your entire portfolio over to him? No, of course not. You're going to go to the financial advisor that's been doing it for 10 years, 15 years, that's been through some stuff, that's been through the hard times, because he's competent. You may not like, know, or trust him, but he's competent and he'll provide a return for you. You understand? So that's a deception. People think that people do business with people they like, know, and trust. No, most people do business with people that they're competent and they like, know, and trust. Big difference. You see, so I teach people to become competent first. Then I teach them to be confident, because the more competent they are, the more confident they become. And then I teach them to be consistent doing the right activity. That's actually a formula that I created called 3 C's, which equals M squared. You have to become 3 C's that equals M squared, which is you got to become competent, confident, and consistent. And that equals momentum in their business. Kind of like Einstein's theory of relativity. Except for that's a theory. This is actually a proven formula. You got to become competent, confident, and consistent. And that makes you have momentum in your business. And that's how people get success. And so that's what I've developed over the years. And that's why it works. And it works very, very efficiently.
Right, Stephen. Right. Well explained. And that actually is one can understand. Now let's look at the people who are going to networking events, meeting their potential customers, or talking to them on the phone.
Okay.
What is it that they are making a mistake about and that is not leading to sale? Is it about the mindset or is it about the words? You talk about words. So what are the wrong words they are using or not using? And is it about the mindset also? I want to understand so that they can have also do the course correction through you.
Great question. Well, first of all, mindset always plays a key, because if you don't have the right mindset, you don't have a positive attitude, you're not upbeat. That always plays a part in anything. But in networking or in sales, you're in the word business. That's one of the things I teach people. You might be in the business of financial services or coaching or real estate or cars, whatever. But really, you're in the word business when you're doing networking. Here's why. People don't know your company. They don't know your logo. They don't know your business. They don't know your success track record. They don't know anything about you unless you're with a major corporation. If you're an entrepreneur, they know nothing about you. You know what they know? The words coming out of your mouth. That's it. And you're either going to say words that are appealing to the people where they look at you and say, wow, that guy or that lady knows what she's talking about. I think I want to find out more about how she does what she does, because she sounds like she can serve my purpose. That's what they're thinking. And that came from the words you use. So the biggest thing a lot of people use are the wrong words. I'll give you a couple of words that people say. One of the words that people say that are one of the kiss of death words when people are out trying to find new business. One of the key words is they're looking for people that are interested. They're out trying to find people who are interested. Are you interested in my service? Are you interested in learning this? Are you interested in that? Well, here's the problem with the word interested. It's a buying word. See, if I go to ask you, are you interested in this? Well, first of all, you could be that you might, I might look up and find some lay down person that just says, yes, I'm interested. But for the most part, you're thinking, well, wait a minute, interested, but maybe, I don't know if I'm interested. I don't even know what you do yet. So how can I be interested? See, people use the wrong word. They say interested, and then they get all kinds of objections because of it. I never use the word interested. I use the word open to learning more. I want to find out if people are open to learning more about how to solve their problem, not if they're open to learning more about my products or services. See the difference? It's the little difference that makes a big difference. So you got all these people out there networking. They're asking people if they're interested, and they're interested, and they're interested in a meeting, interested in an appointment, interested in their products. I don't do any of that. I just find out if they're open to learning more about what I do to help them solve their problem. They all say yes. That's why I book 15 to 20 appointments a week. And I get my clients every week without fail, no matter what networking group I go to, because I'm not there to sell anything. I'm there to give my knowledge away. And so that's what I teach. When I work with someone one-on-one or someone goes to my coaching academy, I teach them that very specific formula of how to generate new business that way. So that's the difference. That's one of the words right there. That's a kiss of death word for most salespeople.
Right. You have a training academy. So tell us a bit more about that, so that, you know, people get the best out of you, so that, you know, they can learn your proven techniques. They can learn to build their business. They can learn to build their coaching services, whatever they are doing.
Sure. Absolutely. The Networking Conversion Secrets right there. You can see the domain there. Is my training academy. And let me tell you why I created this. Because like I said, I'm the mentor for the masses, and I don't coach everyone one-on-one. I can't afford to do that. There's not enough time of the day. But, and then I'm super duper selective of who I work with one-on-one anyway. But the second thing is everyone needs these skills. So my brand being mentor of the masses, I said, how can I get this information out to the masses? How can I get everyone the ability to learn this information? So I went in my head. And when I used to charge $10,000 for coaching, I said, what did I used to teach? What was the process I used to go through? I took that process in my head, put it on 5-minute increment videos, 5 to 10 minute increment videos. I made a workbook with everything in it, scripts and everything built into it. And I said, I need to get this out to the world. And I used to sell this thing for like $300, $400 down and $40 a month. It was, and, you know, and I did that for a long time. But then I said, you know what I want to do? I want to make this available because people are in a hard time. There's a lot of people having challenges right now. There's a lot of people around the world that can't afford that kind of money. You know, there's people that are coming out of work, trying to get into business of their own, trying to start their own thing. So I said, I'm going to give it away for $97 one time, no monthly. I'm going to make it so anyone is without excuse. Anyone wants to learn how to network effectively, they can go to Networking Conversion Secrets. They can actually sign up. $97 one time, lifetime membership. And I'm always updating things to it, adding more to it. I just added a training academy for specifically network marketing, like multi-level marketing companies. A lady, she was in a network marketing company. She was making about $50,000 a month. She hired me last year and said, Stephen, can you train my leaders? I said, no problem. Each one of them paid $1,000 each. That training was a 4-day training, 5 hours each day. And it was interactive with me. I just took that entire training and put it in the academy so that people can have that too. So people that want to learn how to be a coach or run a business or just do effective networking, all that training is in there. People want to learn how to do a network marketing and build a network marketing business, that training is in there. And then there's other things that are in there as well, plus some of the tools I use, some of the appointment scheduling systems I use, all of that is in there. I'm basically giving away the farm so that anyone is without excuse and everyone can be successful in networking. Right. So that's a little bit about the academy.
Right. So networkingconversionsecrets.com is the place to go.
That's right. That's exactly right. They can go there, and then inside there, if somebody ever does want to meet with me one-on-one, because sometimes people go through the academy, they start learning it and they're getting it, but then they say, you know, I think I do want to work with Stephen one-on-one. Inside there is a link to my direct calendar. So if someone wants to meet with me one-on-one, they can book a meeting with me. I give them a free strategy session and see if there's a good fit. Because like I said, I don't coach everyone, but if they wanted a free strategy session, they're welcome to do that, and then I can help them out too.
Wonderful. With this, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, AJ. I appreciate it. This was awesome. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here.